drink of this rock and never taste again the spirit and the bride. Say, come, amen. Yes, and this morning we've heard the call and we've responded. And here we are this morning in his presence. Praise the Lord. You are all welcome to the house of the Lord this morning. Let us first bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Yes, Lord, is another beginning of a week. And Lord, we say thank you. We thank you for the week that has just passed, Lord. All your children, they are to and fro. Our children in our homes, wherever we have been, Lord. Oh, your protection, your eye never blinked on us, Lord. You've watched over us, Lord, through the week, oh God, we say thank you, Lord. And Father, even we thank you for the night watch, oh, which has opened a new day roll on to us, the beginning of another week, Lord. And Father, how we thank you, our brethren who traveled, they are all back. The sick have been healed, like myself. Oh, Lord, we say thank you. Amen. And Lord, as we have come this morning responding to your call, O God, we've come with all humility, Lord, with all reverence, with all obedience, Lord, because, Father, we want to receive something from you. Amen. So, Lord, we surrender all to you this morning, even as, Lord Jesus, we commit these are our Sunday schools, Lord, into your hands, ourselves here and our children upstairs, that as we ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, to come take the word and prepare us, Lord, for the day. Oh, yes, the word that you have for us, Lord. So, Father, help us now as we turn to the reading of your word. Bless your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. As we stand in, let's turn to Hebrews 11. We shall read from 24 to 27. 24:24. Let's hear the word of God. By faith, when Moses, when he was come of years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your word as we sit at your feet, Lord. Bless your word, O God, and prepare us with this word, O Lord, for the day as we ask all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? We all know this scripture, very, very common. Amen. Especially the whole of Hebrews 11. It's all about faith. Amen. Amen. So looking at what we've just read, it said by faith, Moses, when he was come to years. Amen. Naturally, when someone comes to years, that means someone haven't grown from childhood into a young man or a young lady or to adulthood. Amen. And one can observe drastic changes in the person from his childhood to adulthood. There are what? Drastic changes. You observe it. Amen. Appearance, attitude, and behaviors. All what? They change. Praise the Lord. But anytime we read something like this naturally, we got to look at it in the spiritual. Amen. And I believe you all agree that the New Testament believer, when we say he has come to years, that means someone that has received a new birth, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's what we look at it, that you have come to years. Praise the Lord. And so you see that the natural years may not matter here. Praise the Lord. Because Paul, Apostle Paul, once said, when I was a child, and he was referring to a period when he was actually about 30 years. Amen. Amen. Then he said, when I was a child, see, I spake like a child. Amen. See, I understood like a child. I thought like a child. But when I became a man, see, I put away what? Childish things away. But he was referring to a period when he was about 30 years. So that's why we're saying that we, the New Testament believers, when we talk about coming to years, is when you have what? Received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The new birth. Praise the Lord. Then you could see that changes come in your life. Praise the Lord. And so, looking at Apostle Paul, looking at Moses, you see, all the exploits of Moses in the natural, we got to do what? We got to translate the whole thing in our spiritual life. Praise the Lord. And so Moses, when he was come to years, what happened? He saw things different. Praise the Lord. He saw things positively. He saw things positive at the end. See? He saw that the city Ramses was not a city that will continue. Amen. Amen. That it had no future. Praise the Lord. So he saw things what? Differently. When he was come to what? Years. Amen. Amen. He saw that Ramses wasn't what? There isn't any continuing city. It can never continue. So he did what? By faith, he did something. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. That means a title that was to be his, second to none, but what? King Pharaoh himself. Praise the Lord. In an empire which was supposed to be the greatest empire of that time. Refusing that. Praise the Lord. My brother, it's not a mean thing. So let's move on. Verse 25. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Yes, this is a place where, if we are not come to years, when you see the word affliction, you hesitate. Praise the Lord. If you are not come to years, you see affliction. So Christian life is full of afflictions? Amen. Oh, yes. It is full of afflictions. But you see, when you are in it, you don't see it. When you are on the inside, please give me, see, I love that maggot, the pepper maggot. Please give us the pepper maggot once again. Amen. You see the pepper maggot here? You see it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And we all know about pepper. Mm. Praise the Lord. He is in the inside. When you opened it, he was inside already. And he's enjoying that atmosphere. Because he is on the inside. Praise the Lord. The thing is, you who is on the outside. Oh, I didn't bring paper. I would have put a little around Brother Joe's eye and we see. Praise the Lord. You see, when you are on the outside, you see that kind of life as, why should Pepe Margot be somewhere so difficult? You on the outside, you see it as well, something very difficult. That, that guy is going through afflictions. Because you are on the outside. Amen. But when you are on the inside, you are conditioned against anything. You are conditioned against it. No matter how the storms of life rise against you, you see, your faith foundation will never be shaken because you are standing what? On standing on the rock.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's look at another addition. Give us a second slide. Oh, here you see also the three Hebrew children. They chose to do what? To go into the fiery furnace than to bow down to a God that has no life. Praise the Lord. That's what the Bible says. Said they chose to go into what? Into the fiery furnace than to bow down to a Babylonian God that has no life. And you on the outside, because he is what? The children, they have come to years. And they could see beyond what actually they are looking for. Amen. So they decided rather to suffer that affliction than to bow to that Babylonian God that has no life.
Amen.
Amen. And when they took that decision to get into the what? Into the furnace. There was what? A fourth man in the midst of them. Praise the Lord. My brother, that shows that in times of your crisis and trials, you are not alone.
Amen.
He's there with you. When the storms rise against your boat, you are not the only one that's holding the stern. He's there, guiding you, showing you the way to go. Praise the Lord. He will not simply just come and take you out, but he will be with you. Praise the Lord. And so, Moses, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, he could see afar off.
Amen.
Amen. He was looking afar off. The end of what? All things. That's the most important thing, my brother and sister. Not the present, but what? The end of all things that matters. That matter, my brother, my sister. The same thing when you talk about the life that we are in. My brother, my sister, the life is ups and downs. There are trials. There are difficulties. That's part of what the journey. That's part of what the pilgrim journey. And so, if you can look afar off also, surely you know that there is something at the end of it. And here we can bring in even the farmer. Praise the Lord. The farmer, you see the farmer plowing, maybe under very harsh conditions, under a burning sunshine, plowing, uprooting, preparing what the ground. And when you are probably working in air condition and you look at this as this man, why is he troubling his life like this? Praise the Lord. But you see it as he is in affliction. But he who is in it, he's looking at the harvest. Praise the Lord. He's looking at the harvest. He has seen the harvest, what he is going to receive out of that harvest. Because one seed that he had put there, it will yield, some will yield 60-fold, 100-fold. Praise the Lord. So he sees beyond what presently, so you will see him as someone in affliction, but he knows what his will be at the end of it. So he will continue to what? Suffer that affliction. Amen. For that switch will be for a season. Amen. It will just for a season that he will go through that affliction. But at the end of it, when the harvest is come, there you see him what? Oh, with joy and happiness. Amen. Amen. So, brethren, let us not be discouraged or give up. See, just a little faith like a grain of a mustard seed in every situation, my brother, my sister, you will surely what? You will surely get the answer to whatever you are looking for. Amen. Amen. So let's look at verse 3. It said, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasure in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Amen. You see, how was Moses able to esteem the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasure of Egypt? It was by revelation. Amen. Faith is a revelation because it started with what? By faith, Moses. Faith is a revelation. Something had been revealed unto him, just as we were talking about what? The farmer. Amen. Something was revealed to the farmer that when he goes through that time of plowing, going through that time of uprooting, under severe weather, sunshine, rain, everything, he goes through what? All these things. Because he had a revelation of what? The end of it. What he is what? Going to receive at the end of it. Amen. He knows very well. Another revelation is that he knows very well that the law of God in botany life will never fail. See, the farmer, he knows that the law of what? God in botany life will never fail. And so if you are a true believer, you also know. See, you are a believer, you know that truly the word of God, his promises will never fail. It has never failed. Amen. And so the farmer, the revelation he had was that if I put one seed on the ground, that one seed is going to yield for me 60-fold, 100-fold. Praise the Lord. That's a revelation he had. He had gotten a revelation of what he is going to receive. He knew that God's law in botany will not fail. You just do what? You just put the seed in a fertile ground. It will surely what? Come up and yield. Amen. So it is also, my brother, my sister, you just put the requirements right in your life. Whatever promise you take from the word of God will surely come to you. That's him, God. When the requirements are fulfilled, he will surely respond. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you fulfill the requirements, he will respond. Amen. Ask and ye shall receive. And if you don't ask, how are you going to receive? Amen. Though he knows what you need, but he said, ask. And if you don't ask, how is he going to fulfill that need that you are looking for? Amen. So, the law of God in botany life, the same law also is upon his own word, that his word would never fail. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. Amen. So, Moses, let's read something from by faith Moses quickly before our time comes. By faith Moses, Jeffersonville preached on Sunday 1958. He said Moses had to make a choice. Does it? My brother, my sister, you had to make a choice. Whether you are going to what? Serve the Lord or the other way. Moses had to make a choice, choosing faith. If you fail to choose faith, what is the next thing? Doubts. Amen. So faith and doubts, which are you going to? God says you need something so much. He said ask. But you doubt that as for this one, when I ask, I don't think God is going to grant me. My brother, my sister, then you fail it yourself. Praise the Lord. It's not from God. But when he says ask, no matter what that thing is, what your need is, my brother, my sister, just ask. That's what he's saying. Ask, and it shall be given to you. So Moses, choosing by faith, he said, how many young men would have jumped at the opportunity to become the son of Pharaoh's daughter? Yes. Many would have chosen what? Rather to stay in the palace than to go and what? Dab mud with what? The children of Israel. How many young men would have jumped at the opportunity that Moses had to enjoy all the pleasures and the glamour of the world, to become the king of Egypt, to have the whole world at his feet? Yes, that was it. His position, that was what it was coming to. He was coming to. Praise the Lord. Because Egypt at that time was the greatest empire of all. And he was the next toward Pharaoh. Young men here, such a position. And then you go into the mud to suffer affliction. Which one will you choose? You see it? It looks so inviting. But one thing is that those pleasures, they do what? They are for a season. Amen. But my word will never what pass away. Is that what a foolish thing that the young men of his days must have thought when Moses chose to take his place with what? Afflicted and suffering people of God. Already the affliction has been what? Explained. Amen. When you are on the outside, yes, it becomes affliction to you. But when you are on the inside, you are conditioned to go through whatever affliction. You don't feel it. Amen. Oh, yes, you can go without even a penny in your pocket. But you still would feel free and feel happy. Amen. Peace upon you. Anything more than peace, my brother and my sister. But the young man at that time said, ah, this guy is really foolish guy. You saw him the other day? Say, yeah, he wasn't the mad with what they, but those people without without hope. They were without hope. My brother, my sister, Moses was looking at what? The end. He could see that the city of Ramesses, it wasn't a continuing city. He was looking for that same city his father Abraham was looking for. A city that is what? Is built. And whose builder and maker is what? Is God. See? Himself said there is no continuing city here. Right now here there is no continuing city. That's what Moses saw. That's why he rejected Ramesses, knowing very well that there is another place where a new Jerusalem. Oh, praise the Lord. That's the continuing city he was looking for. He saw it, that it was with these people, not with what? The Egyptians. But the young man will just say, ah, this guy, something is just wrong up there, you see. But he, by revelation, by faith, he made a choice. Why did he do it? By faith, when he lifted up his eyes, he looked beyond the glamour of this world. Amen. He looked beyond the glamour of this world. He looked beyond the pleasures of sin. And the Bible says that he endured as seeing him who was invincible by faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. He saw the Lord in all this situation. He saw God in the midst of what? In the midst of the people. And he made a choice to serve God than what? Than Egypt, regardless of what took place. Amen. So my brother, my sister, Moses went beyond the camp of Pharaoh and went forth unto Christ without the camp, bearing what? His reproach. He went beyond his camp, the camp of Pharaoh's what? Palace. He went beyond that. Amen. By faith, he saw the riches of Egypt, the fashions and the celebrities and the holy life, Hollywood life, you see. He saw the city of Ramesses would not what? Continue. But he seeked for one that was to come. Amen. We all remember Nicodemus also. He left what? The camp of the Pharisees and went by night to what? To meet Jesus Christ. And he wasn't the same again. He received what? That new birth. Amen. Till even when he spoke, he was what? Betrayed by what he said. Amen. The people said, hey, and so you also, you have become one of his disciples. Oh, yes. And so, my brother, my sister, when Moses was come to years, we can come to Paul also, the same thing also. He also what? Went beyond the camp of what he was believing to be what? A believer. He could boast of himself that I'm circumcised of the 8 days, the stock of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. He could just boast himself of all these things. But he went beyond that. Amen. And when he was come to years, Moses, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. And he, even Paul himself could look back and said, when I was a child, I speak like a child. See, I understood like a child. I thought like a child, but when I became a man, I put all childish things away. Yet he was 30 years at that time. And so, let me repeat again. The New Testament believer coming to years is when you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. And so when all things are done that way, we all know that when the perfect one is come, you see, that Then that which is in part shall be what? Shall be done away with.
Amen.
When the Holy Ghost has come, all those things that were in part, you do away with them. Praise the Lord. That's the word of God. Amen. Do you love him?
Amen.
Let's bow down our heads as our time is up now. Our dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for preparing us, Lord, to look ahead, O God. Even as Lord Jesus, we want to commit this morning's services, Lord, into your hand, O God. Lord, we start with the songs and praises and worship, Lord. And Father, we want to commit our song leader, the musicians, Lord, into your hands. The Lord, oh, they will lead the church to sing songs of Zion, O God. Oh, to create the right atmosphere for your word, God, that you have for us today. And Lord, at the same time, we want to remember our pastor who is still, Lord, before you, God, to receive from you, Lord. Father, finish him, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, be his mouthpiece. And knowing every heart here this morning, Father, we want to be fed, Lord. We want to be touched. When we leave here, we could see individually that we have received something from you. So, Lord, we commit the service now into your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you.